following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online. Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I'm a foolish card owner.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now, here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
Vic without a huddle, gets the snap once again, steps, pump fakes, now airs it out, left side into the end zone,
intercepted
by the Green Bay Packers, Tremont Williams, and there is your wild card dagger!
How about that, John? The Green Bay Packers intercept the man playing the part of Brett Favre in the playoffs.
Imagine that, Tom.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, whenever I sit back and I think to myself, this world is going to hell. And this weekend, we had a pretty rough weekend here in the United States, and the world did look like it was going to hell, and then everything was put right because the Eagles lost in the playoffs. And you realize right then and there that everything's normal.
Yeah, all is well.
All is normal.
The only thing in their trophy cabinet is still that can of chunky soup.
Well, now it's dog food.
Hey, you know, do you remember the cheer that we used to do for the Raiders?
Okay.
I think we should do it for the Eagles.
Okay.
All right, ready? On three, and we'll cheer for the Eagles. One, two, three. Beautiful.
Oh, man, that's terrific. You know, I like doing that cheer, especially when you would pick me up and throw me up high and hold me up over your shoulders for a little while.
My hand up in your crotch.
And, oh, God. Yeah. Don't turn me on anymore. We're just starting.
All right. I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, show number 175.
Wow.
And the first week of the playoff gridiron challenge that we're running over on ESPN is in the books.
Show 175, Tom. You know what I like to call that? That's 174 shows that we haven't been paid for yet.
Right. Exactly. Well, we do get we get some donations at
here
least that's night. Adrian Lords, thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Adrian Lord, our super secret spy over there in South Korea. Thank you very much for sending us a donation. This guy doesn't have a pot to piss in. Of course, he lives in Korea. So
right. Yeah, you hear that? You people with money who actually have money.
Yeah. How much do you think a school teacher in South Korea makes? This guy can afford it.
Peanuts.
Peanuts. That sounds like my fantasy challenge team so far. Peanuts.
I thought I had a bad week, but I guess you had a worse week.
Oh,
I'm actually
man.
In 21st place.
21st is double where I am.
Right, right, as usual.
Yeah.
Now, the top five we have, but John and I aren't going to tell you who they are. Instead, we have a special guest.
Oh.
And it would be John's wife.
Oh, I know this person.
Yes.
Yes.
And now it's time for the leaderboard of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour Playoff Challenge. Number 5, ESPN Feces Disposal. Number 4, $5 foot long. Number 3, Tom Sailor 2K11. Number 2, TalkSuperstation.com.
Oh, look at that.
And number 1, BuzzGuy 13 Rocks.
BuzzGuy 13. I'll tell you what, Tom, after we did that reading, man, it turned me on. I made her say feces to me all night long. Now, BuzzGuy 13 is the morning man over at the Baynet Radio.
Oh, okay.
So that's old John Hunt over at the Baynet Radio. He's the morning jock over there, Tom.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Have a cup of Joe. Yeah.
Have a cup of Joe here. It's 10 minutes past the hour here. Time for some weather.
Yeah, it's 7:21 now, 39 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Check up on traffic with Chopper Joe. Chopper Joe. I like John. He's all right, man. We have a good time.
You kiddies, you be careful out there on the roadways.
Dude, I was talking to him today, and he says to me, you know, I joined this thing with 15 minutes to go before kickoff, and he said I was this close to putting Matt Hasselbeck in the game. I said, get out of here, really?
You've got to be kidding.
Either he has no idea what he's doing, or he's way out in front of all of us. Because if he'd have started Hasselbeck, I don't know if anybody's catching him. Jeez.
All right, so the first lady of Bang Cartoon Radio has been born.
Ah,
well,
yeah.
Actually, I don't know how long ago she was born, but
oh, we can't
that's
ask.
What we're now calling her.
Can't ask. That's rude.
And that is Jen from Columbus.
Right. Well, of course she's the first lady. I mean, you know, Tilliard's the first fan. You can't call him the first lady.
Right. Well, we could, but...
he wouldn't like it very much.
No. Anyway...
he'd go complain to his cat.
Jen first let us hear her voice when she did this.
This is Jen in Columbus, and you're listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. I wish Brett Favre would send me pictures of his junk.
Right.
I could use the money.
Yeah. So we instantly like Jen.
Oh, I'm sorry. My fault. Every time I hear Jen, it's just...
Stop that.
Wait till we open up the Bang Cartoon sex phone line. Phone sex line. We're going to get Jen to work up some stuff for us.
And just so you know, I live in Columbus, but I've never met Jen. I don't know Jen. I know Jen is a Colts fan who listens to the show. That's what I know about Jen.
Jen's in the white van across the street from your house. She's the one with the binoculars. Oh, hell.
Should you be listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour? Is picking your nose while on a pogo stick a really bad idea?
Oh, nice. She's doing the commercial.
Ah, that's pretty good. She's got that good, you know, that mother finger working on that one.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. All right, let's see. Oh, she does a Joe Buck imitation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember we asked, was it last week or the week before last, we told her, send us something.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess if this is a Joe Buck impersonation, she's going to send us audio of her having sex with a man?
No.
Okay, good.
And now, Joe Buck calls NASCAR. The cars are all at the starting line. They have started their engines, and now they are moving. And they all turn left. And then left again. And now they are going straight. And now they turn left again. And left again.
Yep.
And one car has crashed into the wall and is spinning across traffic, taking out two other cars. Everybody else keeps going straight.
Who crashed?
And now they turn left again.
That's about how
it's like I'm there, Tom. Who crashed?
Right.
We'll be back right after I blow Troy Aikman. He'd have to sit there with Daryl Waltrip. You's a funny boy, ain't you? Where'd you get that haircut? Fags is us?
All right. Now, if you missed a wild card game over the weekend,
oh.
Jen's got the scoop. She's going to tell you everything that went down. And this is her big report. This
oh,
is her big
okay.
debut here. The other stuff was just, you know, kind of warm-up stuff.
Right. That's the, you know, in 20 years when she's big and famous, we can release those things and say, here's, you know, here's her screen
exactly.
test.
Exactly. All right. So, here you go.
Hi, guys. It's Jen in Columbus with your Bang Cartoon Radio News Center update.
Oh!
Wild Card Weekend proved to be just that. The 7-9 Seahawks pulled a stunning upset over the 11-5 Saints. Sports media was already whining that a team with a losing record should never be allowed in the playoffs. Seattle's win will guarantee that more loudmouth crybabies will demand that the NFL reseed, allowing a wildcard team to host a playoff game. I propose a different solution. Eliminate the wildcard teams. Yeah, how do you like them apples? Quit your bitching and win the division.
Right. Quit your bitching and win the division.
Is she showing her apples?
I think so.
She's on to something here, Tom, because thankfully I have yet to hear any more of these morons speak up, because 3 out of 4 road teams lost, right? So I guess it was unfair that the Colts had to play a home game.
No. Wait a minute. 3 out of 4 road teams? You mean 3 out of 4 road teams
I mean,
won?
3 out of 4 road teams won. My fault. I'm all backwards here.
Yeah.
But yeah, they won. So I guess it was unfair to the Eagles to have to play at home. It was unfair to the Colts to have to play at home.
Well, it's unfair to the Eagles to make them play in the playoffs at all.
That's
because you
true.
Know they're going to lose.
That's true. I'm sorry. I'm still doing the cheer. I've got my ha 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 pinning out.
Right. All right, let's continue.
The Seahawks were the only home team to win and move on.
There you go.
Now I can stop hating the Saints and all those damn Drew Brees commercials.
Oh,
yeah, Peyton does a lot more commercials than Drew, but at least he's funny. My Colts lost a heartbreaker to the Jets on a last-second field goal by Nick Folk. The Jets were going to attempt a 52-yarder when Colts coach Jim Caldwell inexplicably called a timeout with 29 seconds left. What the hell? Giving the Jets time to put together one more play and give Folk a chip shot in a dome. Brilliant. I hate football.
Oh, how about that?
I hate football!
Who is this Coach Jim Caldwell person she's talking about?
I have no idea.
Me neither. I think he's just the guy that points Peyton to the field. Get some Gatorade and get out there.
Yeah, he's Peyton's personal water boy.
Shoot, how many people started Peyton Manning in the playoff challenges this week?
I did.
Whoops.
I did.
Oops.
Yes, I did. And it didn't work out very well.
I started him and Drew Brees. That didn't work out well at all.
I had Vic. Vic got decent points, 20-some points, so
yeah.
That was cool.
He did all right.
All right. I just wanted to say, you know, Nick Folk, would have been nice for you to kick like that when you're in Dallas.
I don't want to hear it. Dude, we've been looking for a kicker for 20 years.
The Colts couldn't convert 3rd-and-1 four different times. Apparently, the Blair White Project never learned to move a yard beyond the first down marker. I know he was an undrafted rookie, but you had all season to figure out what those giant orange sticks were for, you numbnuts. Did I mention that I hate football?
Peyton told him those were the areas that Coach Caldwell could stand between. He's not allowed to go past that.
Right.
On Sunday afternoon, the Ravens gave everyone a chance to get things done around the house as they buried the Chiefs early and never let up.
Right.
And finally, Mike Vick crushed the hopes and dreams of Philly fans by throwing a pick in the end zone to end the game, giving Aaron Rodgers his first playoff win. And that's your wild card update. In other news, Indianapolis fans have known for years that Colts owner Jim Irsay was the Willy Wonka of the NFL.
Oh, really?
But now everyone can join the fun because Irsay has Twitter and he's not afraid to use it. A few things are obvious from his tweets. 1, he loves football. 2, he loves contests. And 3, every day is Woodstock for Jimmy. He has given away dozens of Colts tickets, a trip to the Pro Bowl, a Prius, and thousands of dollars in cash with various Twitter riddles, trivia questions, and citywide scavenger hunts. He poked
cool.
fun at Rex Ryan by tweeting that he was secretly obsessed with Sarah Palin's feet. He quotes song lyrics and Hunter S. Thompson. And he says random things like, "Once there was a way to get back home, I buried Paul," or cranberry sauce. And "Eva P. is out there with them Rupert Fox TV boys, so buy the Queenie a bourbon on this cold night, and I'll bring reinforcements and hamburgers." So, yeah, if you're on Twitter, follow him. You won't be bored. This is Jen, and that was your Bang Cartoon Radio News Center update.
Hey!
Well, how about that?
That was terrific, Jen. We liked that very much. We're going to expect one for the divisional round coming up. I got to give her credit, man. Anybody that can reference Hunter Thompson is okay in my book.
Was she saying that Jim Irsay is stoned all the time?
No, she said he was Willy Wonka, which leads me to believe that Jim Caldwell and his old uncle won a contest and got to go into the Colts Dome, and they were the last ones standing after they got to the end, and that's how he got to be coach.
I know, but she said he was, every day was Woodstock for Jimmy.
For Jimmy?
Yeah, Jim Irsay.
Maybe he's burning his guitar. Well, that was Monterey, so. Yeah, Jim Irsay, I mean, you know, I would like to hear the Colts win the Super Bowl one more time just so I can hear how badly he screws up whatever his coach's name is that time.
Coach Dundee.
You know, he can get up there on the microphone and say, "Come here, Peyton. Come here, Peyton Flanning."
All right. Well, thank you for that, Jen.
Yes, thank you very much, Jen.
Send us more.
Absolutely, send us more.
Now, you have to top yourself every week. You understand that?
Oh, yeah. Just like us. I mean, we're funnier every damn week. You know that. I'm surprised half of you are still alive. And I will tell you this, Jen. Now that guys out there on our audience have heard your voice, you're going to start getting marriage proposals, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
How guys on the internet are.
She spoke to me. She must love me.
All right. So she mentioned how the Ravens gave everybody time to clean the house, which
yeah.
I didn't do. I watched.
Yeah,
I didn't clean the house. You know, I assume everybody knows what happened with Ed Reed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Before you go into that, let me just say I want to thank the football gods for the last 10 days, man. From the Sugar Bowl on has just been great.
Yep.
I mean, with the, maybe the exception of that Ravens game, which was pretty much as expected. But really, the Sugar Bowl, congratulations to your Buckeyes. I know you're going to love hearing that. That was a great game. Great game. Whew. Awesome game.
Yeah, they made me sweat at the end. I thought they had it, and the blowout was on, and they let them back in, damn it.
Well, not only that, but, you know, the whole second half, they just kept chipping away and chipping away. And here I am, a Redskins fan, watching a kid fresh out of high school booting 45-yarders like they're nothing. And I'm thinking, Jesus Christ. And then what? There was the Cotton Bowl was great, too. All four games, except for maybe the Ravens game, were great. And then the national championship was terrific.
Yep.
Thank you, football gods.
Except the wrong team won. I still hate the SEC.
Nah, screw them.
Anyway, Ed Reed gets the game ball. You know, he lost his brother.
Right. Well, he didn't lose him. They know where he is. It's a big river.
Jesus.
Right now, he's probably down around New Orleans.
Is it that bad?
Yeah. I guess it's that bad. You know, he's stealing cars, running from the cops, jumping off the bridge. I'm Ed Reed's brother. You can't touch me. I'll jump.
Why does he need to steal things? Ed must not take care of him.
If you were Ed Reed, would you take care of him? I mean, this is a guy that's going to jump into the Mississippi River. Man, I ain't giving you a car. You going to stop on the bridge and jump in the river?
Well, here's the locker room after the Ravens game.
Everybody know what went on this week with Reed. Hey, this game ball is for his family, man.
Yep.
He came out here and he put it on the line for us, even though he knew what was going on back home. He put it aside and he played for us. That's a true champion and a true warrior over there. But this is for him and his family. Here you go, Reed.
Reed! Hey, like I said before the game, man, write history, man. Write history. Like I told Coach, man, I know my brother. He loves football. But he want to beat Pittsburgh. Not with the bowl. Let's do it, baby.
Let's do it.
Baltimore Ravens on three. 1, 2, 3!
Baltimore Ravens!
I love my brother, Tom. I think I saw him floating by the stadium in the fourth quarter.
No.
You know, Tom, he loves football. But he loves swimming even more.
Oh, no.
He loves high diving. He loves fishing, spear fishing in January. I think he saw a catfish, decided to jump in and catch it.
We are going to hell.
You know what his last words were, Tom? I like his mother's comments. You know, I usually read these things, and I always give the benefit of the doubt, because we sound heartless, but I always give the benefit of the doubt and say, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then I read his mother's comments, and her comment basically said, I'm a paraphrase and try to remember it as best as I can, but she said, you know, if he's in the water, well, that's it. It's like, well,
that's it.
My stories are on. Can y'all call me later? I can't be missing guiding light. If he's in the water, oh well.
That's it.
Because you know how we swim. We swim like rocks. I tried to get him to go to that Charles Hadley pool and take lessons with that Ocho Cinco, but he wouldn't do it.
You know, in Liberty City, I was a 3-time Charles Hadley pool champ.
And now he's just Mr. Cinco. He's Mr. Sink like a rock.
Oh, no.
I knew. I told him. I said, don't put all them lead weights in your pockets and go swimming. That's not smart.
This is evil.
It's not evil. He was a criminal. Hey, really. So if Ed Reed's listening, look, man, I'm sorry about your brother, really. Seriously. And if my brother did the same thing, I would expect you to say the same thing.
Right. And great game.
Yeah, great game, really. Great game.
So the Seahawks shocked the world.
Boy, did they ever. My God. You know, I think my favorite play was that play where Hasselbeck almost got, I mean, he did. He got nailed. But he threw up that floater of a ball that went down to like the 2-yard line to the, I guess it was the, what was it, the tight end that flared out to the side. And I mean, that ball stayed up in the air forever. Didn't you see that ball and say, well, that's a pick?
Right.
I thought for sure that's a pick, but Jesus, that was a hell of a play.
Well, Mike Mayock made an interesting observation there at the end of the game.
I thought he did a pretty good job overall. I liked listening to Mike Mayock.
Well, this happened when, I guess, Pete Carroll gave Matt Hasselbeck a hug.
This was right after Hasselbeck threw a touchdown pass, and then as he was walking off the field, he got knocked down by one of the Saints, and he fell on his hip and was rolling around on the ground for a minute. Remember that?
Right, yes.
Yeah, so it was right after that.
And he goes over and Carroll gives him a hug, and here's Mike Mayock's observation.
And there he is with a embrace for Matt Hasselbeck.
He better not hug him too hard, or Hasselbeck will fart again.
What?
Wait a minute.
What the hell?
I guess if you squeeze him a little too hard. Maybe that's why Seattle never wears white pants, Tom. Must be a touchdown.
I want to hear that again. Hang on.
And there he is with a embrace for Matt Hasselbeck.
He better not hug him too hard, or Hasselbeck will fart again.
Oh, unbelievable.
Oh, man. I bet after the game, he shit all over himself.
I don't know where that came from, but let's move on to the Patriots and Jets.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be fun. That is going
to
be fun.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. I hope it's not another 45-3 game.
The rubber match. Well, you know, even though that 45-3 game was a blowout, I haven't been that entertained in a blowout in a while. Unless it's the Redskins winning a blowout, and that hasn't happened in a long while.
Right.
Well, yeah, that was a fun game to watch. You know, there's something to watch in Brady when he's that on. You know, when a quarterback is that on, it's like, wow, look at this dude. He can't be stopped.
Well, Rex Ryan's all set.
This week, this is about Bill Belichick versus Rex Ryan. There's no question. It's personal. It's about him against myself. That's what it's going to come down to. Like I said, I recognize he's the best, you know, and all that, but I'm just trying to be the best on Sunday. Last game, it was 45-3 in his favor. So I'm trying to level the score. You know, I just want to win on Sunday. I recognize I'm never going to be as good as coach as he is, but I'm going to be, my job is to be a better coach than he is on Sunday.
Now, that's an interesting comment.
Yeah, that's about as humble as you see Rex Ryan.
You know, and I mean, I don't hear anybody, you know, making sure that you know he said that. They're going to make sure you know when he says other things, like we're going to win the Super Bowl. But I don't think I would have said that.
Well, I think he said that because he heard himself saying all those other things, and he decided, you know, last time he kicked the crap out of me 45-3, I better tell him he's a pretty good coach, so he'll take it easy this week. Hedging his bets there. I like what he's doing, though. He puts all the pressure on himself, you know, and that allows the team, even though that pressure is magnified because the Patriots read it and they go, you know, I'm never one that believes in this bulletin board crap. If you need bulletin board material to get up for a game, you get out of the pros, dude. You don't belong there.
Yeah, I don't buy any of that crap either, man. Like, they're looking at something hanging in the locker room that the opposing coach said about them, and what? Well, I'm going to play really hard now.
Right, like they need a reason to beat up on the Jets, right? So, yeah, that's what I think that when you have a player or a coach like that, they put the pressure on themselves and it allows the players to be a little more free.
Although, Antonio Cromartie told, I can't remember his name from the Daily News, he said, Tom Brady's an asshole, fuck him. That's what he said.
I can't disagree with the guy. He's a great quarterback, though.
Yeah, he was talking about Brady, I guess, stopping and pointing at their sideline after he threw a touchdown in that 45-3 game.
So. He wasn't pointing at the sideline. He was just looking in the crowd to pick the next person to catch a touchdown pass.
Is that what it was?
That's all it was. Boy, I'll tell you what, man. That game's going to be great. And the Steelers-Ravens game, that's like a nuclear bomb.
Oh, yeah. Always.
I can't wait.
That matchup is the one that always lives up to the hype.
It's brutal. It's just brutal. They're going to beat the living hell out of each other. And the Patriots are going to sit back, or the Jets, if they win, are going to go, hell yeah, beat the hell out of each other. Go for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, go for it.
Now, who had the better record, the Ravens or the Jets? I think the Ravens. The Ravens did, yes.
Yeah, the Ravens did. The Jets were the sixth seed.
Yeah, yep, the Ravens had.
Now, the thing is, Ed Reed will be in Pittsburgh, which is the confluence of three rivers, but none of them are the Mississippi, so there's no chance of finding his brother that day.
Jesus.
He'll float up in May or April or something. There'll be like a alligator with a piece of him hanging out of its mouth.
Oh, God. All right. I would like to talk to Rex Ryan.
All right.
We've never called him, have we?
I don't think so.
I don't think we've ever had Rex on the show.
Nope. I mean, other than having him on the clips.
Yeah, let's get him on the phone.
All right.
I'd like to talk to him about some things.
Salutations there. Hello.
Coach Rex Ryan.
Oh, that's who you got here on the blower.
Hey, I'm not sure if you're familiar with us. This is John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh, everybody knows who you boys are.
All right. Well, I know last year you were the star of a very popular cartoon of ours.
I remember that. It was amazing how that boy got my boys.
Yes, yes. I got to tell you, Rex, we're not Jets fans, but we are big fans of yours, and we're rooting for you this weekend.
Why, thank you very much.
And we wish more coaches were like you.
Awful nice of you to say.
Even though these other mamby-pambies sit there and talk negative about you, I don't know why. You're so refreshing. But what do you think about all these people who criticize you for what they call cocky?
Oh, well, now, you know, I say, you just can't go listening to any old clucking fool now, can you?
Nope.
If you went ahead and listened to just any old body when they start talking they mess, well, then what would you know, huh? I say, what would you know? Nothing. That's what. All you'd know is something somebody else told you. Now, let me ask you, son. I say, let me ask you a question. Do I sound like I'm cocky to you? Of course not.
No, you sound confident to me.
Of course not.
I mean, what?
All right, you make sure your audience knows that. I mean, after all, it ain't often they get to listen to a rooster like me crowing about football, now is it?
Not at all.
Now, let me tell you something. What you ought to know is they consider themselves lucky, fortunate, that is, to be listening to. Pay attention, boy. I'm talking to you.
I am.
All right, now, where was I? Oh, yeah. And that's why I don't like them tomato sandwiches. Little seeds and all. Get in between your teeth.
Tomato sandwiches. But you were. Okay.
A little bit of mayonnaise, maybe some salt.
All right, well, last week you said the game against the Colts was personal,
right.
And then again just this week. So the Patriots game is very personal for you.
Of course it is. They's all personal. Every dang one of them. I mean, I know they all just hate me. Jealous is what they is. Jealous they are. That's all it is. A big fat pile of bright green envy. Especially that Bill Belichick.
Is Belichick jealous,
absolutely.
Huh?
He just wishes. I say, he just wishes he could be like me. He's always shooting his fool mouth off like the 4th of July. And you know, I say to him, when we all shake hands at the middle of the field, I say to him, Bill, why don't you ever just shut your big fat mouth? You're always flapping your gums about something, and I'm here to tell you, I am living proof of the power. I say the power of subtlety.
But he doesn't really flap his gum. He hardly says anything at all.
Oh, that's what he says to everybody on the TV, but you get him out there at midfield after the game, he's got all sorts of things to say.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. You should hear what he says about people's wives. He said to my wife, your wife's got pretty toes. About damn they'll deck him right there on the 50-yard line.
That's the wrong thing to say to you.
Well, you know, those videos are out there, so I guess anybody can watch them.
Yeah, what's the deal with that foot fetish?
Oh, well, you know, I tell you what, I tried all the other fetishes, you know, but they didn't seem quite right. You know, I tried the golden shower, and it was a problem. I mean, it was all a matter of aim.
John,
you know,
sorry.
I got the big pistol, but I can't ever see where it's aiming.
Oh,
so
I didn't need that.
Well, that didn't work out very well. I tried the anal, little butt play. That hurt too much. So one day,
hurt?
Me and the wife was getting down.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Wait. What do you mean it hurt?
Well, you know, you try sticking something up your rear end.
I wasn't. No, oh.
What? Maybe I looked at the wrong website. I'm not sure. I don't know. These all things are new to me. I was more concentrating on football. Every time I turn around, there's a big defensive tackle with his butt up in the air. What am I supposed to think? I mean, so I tried that. Didn't work. So one day, me and the wife was getting down to it. You know, we was making the whoopee. I don't have to draw you a picture now, do I?
No.
Luck as would have it, all I could see was a foot. And in my ecstasy, well, I put one of her toes in my mouth, and well, that was that. I've been a foot man ever since.
Is that right? Okay.
Absolutely. You know, the best thing about being a foot man is you can go to the beach and everything's dirty.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That's right. These girls, they go walking around with everything all wrapped up, thinking they's too hot to trot for everybody. Well, ha-ha, honey, your foots are naked.
All right. Well, hey, one more thing. You know,
right.
As a coach, you got a team. There's a lot of people complaining about the Seahawks because they went 7-9, yet they won their division, and they got to host a playoff game, and people
right.
think that's unfair. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, them people, they remind me of Paul Revere's ride. You know, a little light up in the belfry. You follow me there, son? Them people.
I do.
They're strictly GI, gibbering idiots. You hear me, son? They ain't got much going on upstairs. The elevator
right.
don't go all the way to the top. Of course, they don't. People want to complain about the playoff seasons have one thing in common. That's a big old empty space right between their ears. Nothing in
yep.
their heads but air. That's all it is. They's airheads. Oh, that's a joke, son. You get it? Airheads. My goodness, sometimes I just crack myself up.
All right, Rex. Well, listen, you have a good game on Sunday night, and we're going to be rooting for you.
All right, well, I'm going to be rooting for me, too. We're going to try our best to keep it within 42 points.
Just win, baby.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to lead the league and fucking win.
There you go. All right, Rex, good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. I'll say bye-bye.
Oh, John, I didn't need to hear all about his past sexual experiences.
Rex Ryan with the butt play. That's not a picture.
God.
That's not a pretty picture at all.
No, especially when he tells you it hurts.
Jesus Christ. I would have to think that would look like a drive-in movie screen with a big hole in the middle. Like somebody threw an octopus at the middle of the screen.
Oh, man. Let's take a break.
All right.
Oh, after that, I need a break. All right. We got Jerry coming up. Oh, Tom Coughlin. Coughlin's got a message for the league.
Oh, that ought to be good. Is it like a book? He write his comp?
Yeah, it took just a few words. Wait till you hear this. We'll be right back.
It's a manifesto.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
It's like that commercial, man, that we used to watch when you strap in the seat and went on like that Nike commercial and went on like that Nike commercial and went on like that Nike commercial and went on and went on and went on and went on.
Well, speaking of what you saw, I'm looking at the Jets. Because let's be real here, guys. You're talking about teams that started 0-2. Nine of the teams last year that started 0-2, none of them made the playoffs. And it would be absolutely absurd if the Jets don't even get in the playoffs after all of that.
That's all, folks.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
I got an anonymous letter from a parent. Said, you know, we just kind of bummed out this year that the boys only get 2 weeks off before they start their summer conditioning program. You know, normally they get three. Well, we gave them a week at the start of the semester rather than at the end. But here's my point, okay? It's Division I football! It's the Big 12! It ain't intramurals! You got 2 weeks after finals, you got a week of July 4th, and you got a week before camp starts. That's a month! That's probably more vacation than you guys get! And we're a little bummed out that we don't get 3 weeks? Go play intramurals, brother.
Hi, this is former Buckeye wide receiver Brian Hartline, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Big Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
We're going to have to be in a long fight, fellas. We're the underdog again. Once again, you're disrespected, and you got to prove yourself. So you got to put that chip back on your shoulder, and you play with that all night long. We got to come out the gates and run our race. Let's go get our damn trophy.
Let's go get our damn trophy. Yeah.
Who was that?
That was Lance Guidry, coach for Miami, Ohio.
Oh, they have a trophy? Which one is it?
Well, they played in the GoDaddy.com Bowl.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, you know what that is, Tom? That's one more bowl than the Eagles played in. They got the GoDaddy. What is it? Is it like a little plastic representation of Donica Patrick halfway taking off her coat?
Yeah, it's not like it's the GoDaddy.com Cotton Bowl or the GoDaddy.com Poinsettia Bowl. It's just the GoDaddy.com Bowl.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, as a web designer and a web developer, when a client says to me, I use GoDaddy, I go, oh, God, I hate using GoDaddy. Yeah. And everybody that's out there that does the same thing I do, I bet you do too. GoDaddy sucks, man. It's like they make you jump. GoDaddy is more interested in selling everything they can sell, and then when you have to build what they've sold you, man, they make you jump through a million hoops.
Well, that game was Miami, Ohio versus Middle Tennessee State.
Boy, I tell you, that powerful Middle Tennessee State there, Tom.
Isn't that where Jerry Rice played?
I thought it was something like Louisiana Tech. No, it wasn't Louisiana Tech. Was it Middle Tennessee?
I think it was. And didn't T.O. play there?
I'm looking him up. No, I thought T.O. played. I thought Rice played in Northern Mississippi. I don't know. I'm looking him up, heading for footballreference.com.
All right, well, you do that, and I'll mention another bowl. The Ticket City Bowl.
The Ticket City Bowl?
The hell is the Ticket City Bowl?
I guess it's a bowl that you can get tickets for, dude. You call them up and say, can I have tickets to the game? And they say, sold out. You say, what?
Yeah, go to the Ticket City Bowl. We have tons of tickets. In fact, we're giving them away. Northwestern versus Texas Tech. Okay. Then you got the BBVA Compass Bowl.
the Compass Bowl.
What the hell is that?
I guess every team, instead of going left to right across your radio dial, they have to go north and south. Jerry Rice, Mississippi Valley State.
Oh, Mississippi Valley. Okay, that's right.
Who was the other one I was looking up? Terrell Owens?
Yeah. Anyway, that was Pittsburgh and Kentucky in the BBVA Compass Bowl. And then you had Nevada and Boston College playing in the Fight Hunger Bowl.
The Fight Hunger Bowl. Really? The Fight Hunger Bowl. Here, have a lot of corn dogs and popcorn.
Right. Can you imagine how much food was left around that stadium in the Fight Hunger Bowl?
The Fight Hunger Bowl. I guarantee you not much of it was actual food, though.
Right.
Jeez. Can you imagine? You just take, like, you know, a whole boatload of cotton candy to Africa. You know, you turn a big tanker ship into one of those cotton candy spinners and have them all line up. Here you go. All right, T.O. went to Tennessee Chattanooga.
Okay. I knew it was Tennessee something in there. All right. Anyway, you mentioned earlier, you mentioned what a great game the championship was.
Oh, great game.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny, Cam Newton, I'm getting a lot of crap, obviously, about the Buckeyes and, you know, the players getting suspended for selling their jewelry and all that. And
right.
People have been talking about Cam Newton and whether he should be allowed to play and all that because his dad apparently tried to sell his services, but there's no proof Cam Newton did anything wrong, and Auburn wasn't involved in anything, so I don't know how you can punish the guy. I think if you punish the guy and you got no proof of him doing anything wrong, you're going to get your ass sued off.
You know, hookers are only hookers because their pimps make them. And you know what? You know how I feel about it, Tom. The only thing about college football that's not screwed up is the players on the field. That's the product on the field.
The game itself.
Right, the game itself. And watching Cam Newton play, I don't care what he did.
I don't
put him on the field. I like watching him play.
Right.
I just hope my team doesn't draft him.
Yeah, they might.
I know. I would rather see Mallett, you know, than him. But
here's a thought for you about that. I was actually talking with somebody about this this morning. I said, so where's Michael Vick going this offseason? And they said, well, the Eagles aren't going to let him go. And I said, well, he's not. His contract expires.
Right.
Well, they'll put the franchise tag on him. Well, guess what? A franchise tag no longer exists.
Right.
There's no deal.
No CBA.
Michael Vick is an unrestricted free agent at this point.
If they are even going to allow free agency.
Well, he doesn't have a contract.
No, I know, but there might not be any football, so everybody might be put in limbo. That's probably why they haven't offered him a contract, because they don't know what's going to happen yet.
Right.
But if it does break loose, dude, there could be like 400 free agents.
Exactly.
Really, there was like 400 free agents. It's going to be a free-for-all.
And you know Jerry and Daniel Snyder will be opening up them wallets.
Dan Snyder's going to strain his ATM swiping wrist.
But tell me, if Daniel Snyder has a shot at Michael Vick,
oh, I hope
take not. Him away from the Eagles?
Look, as far as I'm concerned, if Andy Reid's number comes up on the damned caller ID, you don't even pick up the phone. Do you hear me, Washington Redskins?
You can't trade a guy who's not under contract. I don't have to worry about that.
Do not pick up the phone. I was here sitting on this show, Tom, saying we had an exponential upgraded quarterback. Well, whoopsie doodle.
It will be interesting in this offseason. Anyway, I want to play this clip from Cam Newton. Okay. And this is after the game.
You know, it's just a God thing. You know, I thank God every single day. You know, I'm just his instrument, and he's using me on a consistent basis daily.
Oh, God.
You know, I just want to, you know, he's using me to extend his word. And I'm a prime example of how God can turn something that was bad into something that was very great.
Are you serious? I'm just God's instrument.
You know, I feel like throwing a touchdown pass today and winning the Heisman Trophy or winning the national championship. I think I'll go inhabit Cam Newton for a while.
God's got some other things to worry about,
He's
Cam.
He's spreading his word through me. Yes. The word of God. Touchdown. Touchdown. The word of God.
I get in the huddle. It's fourth and one. I ask the Lord, what should I do? And the Lord says, put your head down, son. That's what I do. You're bigger than all of them. Push straight ahead.
Oh, we've got a dead 9-year-old girl and a congresswoman shot in Arizona. Not now, boy. I've got to help Cam Newton win and spread my word.
Well, no, he's not helping Cam Newton. Cam Newton's helping him.
Yes, he's my instrument.
Don't you think God could get a blog?
Yeah, that would be great.
It'd probably be a lot easier. God at blogspot.com.
You know, I got tired of talking through Cam Newton, so I figured I'd write it out here myself.
Yeah, after Tim Tebow left, God had nowhere to go, so he went over to Auburn, right?
God's an SEC fan, I guess.
Ever since the Broncos season ended, it's time to go help Cam Newton.
The New York Giants... we're 10-6. There's a 10-6 season, not in the playoffs. You know, that's one of the problems people have with the Seahawks. They're 7-9, hosting a playoff game, and at 10-6, the Giants don't get in the playoffs.
What did Jen say? Quit your bitching, win the division.
That's right.
That's it.
They did win their finale against your Redskins, of course. And after the game, Tom Coughlin addressed his critics and told his team how he truly feels in the locker room. Listen to this.
We did our part. Okay, that's all I can ask you to do. Hey, from the bottom of my heart and everybody's, we have a 10-6 season. A 10-win season in the NFL. Okay? And they can kiss my ass. Okay?
Oh.
They can line up and kiss my ass. It's not an easy thing to do.
Who's he talking to exactly?
That's right. Let me tell you. Overrunning Poland, that's easy to do. Winning 10 games in the NFC East, that's practically impossible.
And they can kiss my ass.
Right.
That's right. They can kiss my ass up against Duvall. Well, all of you.
Is he talking to the rest of the league, or is he talking to the fans who complained about him, or is he talking to the media? Well, I guess his critics. Whoever his critics are, that's who the message is for. He wants to tell all his critics.
And they can kiss my ass.
Right.
That's right. You can kiss my ass. That's all there is to it. I will bare my ass, and you can all kiss it.
He's talking to freaking Pete Carroll, you know. Oh, Pete Carroll in the locker room. Boy, did you see how he connected with those fans? Boy, gosh and golly. Jesus Christ. This college boy in the NFL. Good golly, guys. Why don't you everybody go back to their frat houses and have a big party tonight?
All right. So let's see here. Jerry Jones went 2-2. Big shock. Jerry's 500 in his playoff picks.
Even Steven.
Let's get him on the phone. He's got to make picks for this week. I got to ask him about Tom Coughlin, too.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Let's see what he has to say.
Hello.
Jerry Jones, John and Tom at the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
What's up, fellas? You boys is always right on time.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
I like a guy that's right on time. That's why I hired that Jason Garrett. I said, come to my interview at 10 o'clock. Boom, he was right there at 9:55.
Yeah, that was a very interesting press conference when you announced that. You held it up there in the stadium, and it was very fancy schmancy. And I'm happy. Thank you for doing that. I like Jason.
Hey, no problem. No problem whatsoever. You know, the only person who was unhappy about it was the token that I had to call for the dang Rooney Rule. He didn't like it at all.
Is that right?
But hey, what you gonna do? You know what I told him? Shut up and sweep the floor. I don't do anything half-assed, Tom. Everything's fancy schmancy.
That's right. You're 2-2 this week.
Uh-huh.
500. You took the Saints, Ravens, Colts, and Packers. Obviously, the Ravens and the Packers won. Colts and Saints go home. And now we got to do some picks for this week.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I was very surprised that the Saints went up there and lost. I figured there's no way in hell that the goddang Super Bowl champions was going to go up there and lose to that little goddang Sisters of the Poor.
I didn't expect it either.
You know what? I almost half expect them little Sisters of the Poor to put up some big billboard or something making fun of the Saints. But I guess that's been done, hasn't it?
Right. I wasn't surprised, and I don't think you were. In fact, you weren't sure which team to pick, and you went with the Colts, but I wasn't surprised the New York Jets beat the Colts.
No, I wasn't surprised about that, none at all. I just, You know, that Rex Ryan feller, he's an awful loud boy. You know, and I always go with the people that ain't so loud.
Right.
You know, I mean, look at Wade. He ain't loud, right? He ain't loud. He lasted here for 3 years. 2.5, really. Jason Garrett, he ain't loud. He ain't loud at all. So I'll go ahead and pick him up.
Hey, speaking of New York, did you hear Giants coach Tom Coughlin? He was talking about the Giants won 10 games and all his critics can kiss his ass.
Oh, you know what I got to say about that there, Tom Coughlin? Now, boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Quit just dang crying.
Right.
I mean, you know, look, you take the armband off of him, he's just as little as everybody else, you know. Nothing there, big, nothing big to see there, crying about, oh, his critics kiss my ass. You know what? I got a bunch of critics come up here and kick your ass. How about that? How about that there, Tom Coughlin, boy?
All right, let's go with, Green Bay at Atlanta. Who you liking that game this week?
Oh, boy, you know, it's hard to pick against them Atlanta Falcons when they's at home, Tom. That Matt Ryan, he is something when they's at home. He ain't lost but 2 games there, and I think that this weekend's going to mean number 3.
Oh, you
go ahead and give me the Packers. Oh, Aaron Rodgers, he's something else.
You like Green Bay to win at Atlanta.
I sure do. They're going to go down there, and they's going to beat the Falcons, and it ain't going to be any kind of a shock or surprise. It's just going to be the fact that they bet a team this coming Sunday.
All right.
Saturday.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, Atlanta can really run that football. The Eagles can't run the ball very well, but Atlanta can.
Hey, you know why the Eagles can run the ball, Tom? Because they never do. They never do. I mean, I think, what, they give a handoff, what, twice a season?
Yeah.
About all.
All right, does that magic for Seattle finally end at Chicago?
Absolutely. Ain't no way in hell Seattle's going to go up here in the goddamn Midway and win a game.
Yeah,
no way in world.
It's this side.
Jay Cutler's going to have himself a big day.
It's this side of the Mississippi, so I don't like Seattle either.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. Seattle, they shot their wad the other day.
All right. Rex Ryan and the New York Jets at New England.
Now, this is a tough game here, Tom, because, you know, that Rex Ryan, he runs his mouth.
Yep.
He's taller than everybody. This is personal. This is personal between him and that goddamn Bill Belichick. And I don't like that goddamn Bill Belichick because you know what he did? Tell you what, after the Super Bowl one time, I said, hey, let's go out and party. I put him in my helicopter. We went up. We did a bunch of shots of cocaine, did some cocaine off of this hooker's butt. And then he took my favorite Mexican and he went up into the cockpit.
Okay.
I didn't like that. Didn't like it at all.
Well, who do you like in the game?
Oh, well, I don't like Bill Belichick, I can tell you that. So I'm going to go ahead and pick the Jets because I just don't like that Bill Belichick. I think he's a cheat. I don't like the fact that he videotapes everything. And if he ever gets that video of me with them hookers in the back of the helicopter from that night, it better not show up on the internet. That's all I'm saying over there, BB.
All right. That would be a huge upset.
What? You better believe it being upset. I mean, God dang, you think if my wife saw that video, she wouldn't be upset?
I meant if the Jets win.
Oh. My bad.
All right, and finally, the smash mouth game of the week, Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
You ain't kidding there. That's going to be a big-time, bloody, broken-bone, nasty old football game. But I got to go ahead, and I'm going to pick the Steelers in that game because I think that they's hungry. They's chomping at the bit. They've had enough of these goddamn Baltimore Ravens. Have been nipping at their heels all goddamn year. And I tell you something. There's 2 things that I know for a fact. One of them is that Ray Lewis is going to get himself turned around inside and out this week by that Rashard Mendenhall. And number 2 is Ed Reed's brother ain't floating up till spring.
Oh, no. Jerry.
He's catfish food.
Jesus. It's all right, Jerry. So I got you down for the Packers, the Bears, the Jets, and the Steelers this weekend.
That'll do it.
And we'll see how you did next week when we talk to you then.
All right. That'll be fine with me because next week will be the championships, correct?
The conference titles, yep.
Oh, man. I can't wait for that because of the week after that, or 2 weeks after that, it's going to be the big party at Jerryland.
Yes, and you don't have to worry about Andy Reid messing it up.
Nope. The only thing I got to worry about now is whether or not that Rex Ryan gets in here because then I got to support the floor underneath the locker room.
All right, Jerry. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Never a dull moment with him, John.
He is something, Tom. I'd love to see some of the videos from his helicopter.
Yeah, right?
Just for a minute until I saw him in it, and then I'd be like, Jesus, this is like old guy porn.
Okay, before we get to email, I got this one thing here. It's just so damn funny. I got this voicemail. There's this phone number. It's got a St. Louis area code. And it's getting passed around on the internet because when you call it, you get this message. And it's an angry woman who leaves the message. And apparently,
okay,
this phone belonged to some guy named Jermaine. I don't know.
Jermaine?
Yeah. And yeah, the woman apparently kicked Jermaine out of her house.
I thought he was Jermaine Jackson. He showed me no money. I said, your brother's dead. He ain't going to leave you nothing. He said, bitch, my name's Jermaine Smith.
She says anybody associated with Jermaine should stop calling this phone number. But here, this is amazing. Listen to this.
Do not call my phone. This is not Jermaine's phone. Jermaine dirty ass took my phone, my $20, and everything else with his thieving and ass like he always do. This is my phone, and I will get it transferred tomorrow. So if you call his phone for Jermaine, this is not his phone, and he going to jail. I have to call the police on his dirty, dusty ass all the time. He's no good. He never took care of his son for 5 years. I keep living with that. He's back at his mama's house begging for $5 or $10. He ain't gonna work. He ain't gonna work. He never gonna work. His mama always said he was just gonna be just like his daddy, and that's what the he is. No good. Stay the away from me and my kids. Don't call my mother phone. Don't call this phone for that dirty bitch no more.
This subscriber cannot receive messages at this time.
Could you imagine if they let her do the voiceovers for all those phone things? You be reaching a bad number. Hang the fuck up, bitch. This number ain't in service no more, motherfucker. Hang the fuck up.
Jermaine, do you have anything to say?
Ain't a whole lot to that right there.
Oh, okay.
Is Ed Reed's brother's name Jermaine? Maybe that's why he's not answering.
Oh, God.
He's just like his daddy.
You can't leave just that like alone.
Oh, why should I? We haven't had anybody good die in a while.
Hey, Jermaine, do you have anything to say to this girl and her family?
They can lick balls and die.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know, funny enough, Tom, Jermaine was found on the side of the road in Columbus giving radio speeches to reporters in cars.
Ted Williams.
Dude, did you read about him today?
Yeah, he got arrested and his daughter accused him of drinking a bottle of Grey Goose a day.
Dude. You know, that's a feel-good story, and I can't help myself, but as soon as I heard they gave him a job, I said, this dude's going to be dead in a year.
Oh.
Because the first thing you do with a junkie is give him all that money.
Oh,
guess
yeah.
What he's going to do with it.
Yeah. You don't drink yourself homeless, and then somebody pulls you off the street one day and gives you money, and you just go, oh, well, I'm not drinking anymore. Of course, he said she's a liar. He said his daughter's a liar, and she has no proof of anything.
Of course not. He hit her with a bag of oranges. It doesn't show up anything.
Yeah, but it was like a domestic disturbance. He was arguing with his daughter and her mother, and the police came and detained him, but there were no charges pressed or anything. I mean, he walked away from it. He was on Dr. Phil the last 2 days, yeah. I guess. I didn't see any of it, but this guy's all over the place, and he got more in a job. He's got offers coming in from all over the place. There's already TV commercials for Kraft macaroni and cheese running with this guy on him.
Yeah. Now, he does have a pretty awesome voice, and in that video, when he first opens his mouth and speaks, it's like, what? That came out of him?
I know,
Holy
right?
Holy crap. But, you know, could you imagine being in the hotel on the other side of the wall listening to him argue with his daughter? He'd be calling the cops. I think God's in there arguing with somebody.
Oh, he called her. He said she was a fat ass. You should have heard it.
You are a fat ass.
With that big voice.
You big fat ass bitch. Get out my face.
Oh, no.
You know what, dude? I swear to God, this is a true story. I swear. Last weekend, right? That broke like last week. So I'm watching TV last weekend, and I was flipping past, and PTI was on. So it must have been last week sometime. And Tony Dungy was on, and I didn't realize that I had flipped on PTI. And for a second, I thought it was that guy. I said, damn, they cut his hair.
Yeah.
They kind of look almost alike. For a second, anyway. Oh, man. Now, you're in Columbus Radio. Did you know this guy at all?
No, not at all.
Never heard of him?
Nope.
I wonder how he ended up there.
But, here you go. Here you go.
Janae also claims Ted has relapsed under the pressure of Hollywood.
He has consumed at least a bottle of Grey Goose at night. At least. That's not including the Coronas he orders.
Corona?
That's not including the Budweiser's he orders.
Oh.
That's not including the other alcohol, the wines. He drinks heavily.
Daddy's not sober. I can prove it. How? I have no idea because that's not true.
Could you imagine? Hey,
I went to Hollywood and met Lindsay Lohan, and, well, we had a little bit of a fun time.
Ah, right. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here's the other report.
In a new interview, Ted says it was a family gathering that got out of control.
I wanted to bring it to a close by just saying, you know, shut the hell up and let me talk to your mother. When that was said out of my mouth, my daughter exploded.
Daughter Janae tells her side.
And he was like, will you shut up? And I stand up out of my chair and I said, who are you talking to? He said, you fat.
Around 9:15 p.m., cops took Ted away in handcuffs. Approximately 11:42 p.m., he's released from the police station.
All right.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
All I wanted to do was call my homeboy Jermaine, and I got this ignorant woman on the phone. Sit down, you fat bitch. When your mama had you, you didn't weigh 400 pounds. What happened?
Who the fuck you talking to? You fat bitch.
Oh, my God. That's great. I just hear him right now. Coming up next, this big fat bitch.
Oh. Take a look at take a look at D's. D's what?
D's nuts.
Right.
Well, he's very well enunciated, Tom. He's an announcer.
Take a look at these scrotum. Take a look at this scrotum. It's filled with testicles. Big ones. Big, large, gigantic testicles. But not nearly as big as you big fat bitch.
Be caller number 9 right now and win my balls.
That's right.
Caller number 9 gets to sniff my ass.
Of course, the guy calls up, if you was giving away looking at your feet, maybe I'd take the prize.
Caller number 9 gets to punch my fat bitch daughter right in the mouth.
Call up to win 2 free tickets to watch my fat bitch daughter walk across the street.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Right here on my new morning show. Good morning, everybody.
Shadow Stevens is probably all jealous right now.
Yes. Oh, so's Dick Clark.
Dick Clark. Oh, my God, Dick Clark.
Ah! A homeless man.
I'm down in the crowd. You see the homeless guy. There used to be on the rest.
He's nothing but an alcoholic.
Lots of cocaine, heroin.
He sounds just like me every night.
Oh, man. Ryan Seacrest looks better and better every day, don't he?
Yeah, right.
In comparison to some of these clowns.
Holy
crap.
All right. We got to wrap this up. You got an email?
Yeah, I got a few.
All right.
Our buddy, our old pal, I think like fan number 2 or 3 here, Anadem.
Anadem, yeah.
Our old buddy Anadem. Anadem writes in, as the leader of the mighty, mighty Gork Tones.
Oh, that's who the Gork Tones are.
There it is. Yeah. I feel it is my duty to congratulate K-Jax for a second place finish and to congratulate Tom for hanging around like a langur monkey in third place.
What?
Like a langur monkey.
What the hell is that?
You got to Google it. It's a monkey that hangs around by its tail all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
Right, right.
There's Tom making his picks for the week. That's him screaming when Michael Vick threw the interception. Oh, man.
Yeah, right.
He says, and thanks to the rest of you blunt skulls for forming the ladder that I could climb to my inevitable victory. I would promise to be a worthwhile champion, but that would just be a damn lie. As soon as I receive my business card prize, I will probably rub it between my ass cheeks, put a good gooey one on it, batter it, dip it, and fry it to some drunken homeless vagrant under the guise of test marketing the newest version of the Choco Taco.
Say, this is delicious, and you can buy it at your local supermarket.
Ted Stevens. Ted Stevens gets, or what, Ted Williams?
Ted Williams.
Right. Ted Williams gets Anadem's Choco Taco.
Right.
That's disgusting.
Hey, give me that Choco Taco, you big fat bitch.
Seriously, says Anadem, the rest of you sucked. Frankly, I'm amazed your public school educated classes' asses are not under constant adult supervision due to an inability to differentiate between a chocolate crepe and toilet paper fresh from a fat man's diarrhea-soaked ass. Boy, Tom, he's a bit
Jesus Christ.
Fixated. He's a bit fixated on the poop play there. I think I know where we know where Adam's been for the last few years. If I'm not mistaken, this makes me the first two-time winner of a BCRH contest. Yeah, I think that might be. He won a trivia contest a couple years ago.
Oh.
And he was thinking maybe it was time that he was addressed in a more appropriate manner. Huh? Perhaps a title such as Our Liege or The Mighty One or He Who Farts Among Us. He says the often used that asshole works quite well. Oh, Mike Mayock is your best buddy. All right, hopefully he says you guys will present a better challenge next year. What I can do is offer you my best words of advice for next season. Try to be less stupid. Thank you, Anadim.
And there he is with a embrace for Matt Hasselbeck. He better not hug him too hard or Hasselbeck will fart again.
All right, Garrett wrote in. What is the name of the song you start your podcast with? That's a killer song. So once and for all.
That song is called New Noise, and it's by a punk band called Refused, but really none of their other music sounds like that. But yeah, it's called New Noise. The video's on YouTube. The video's a trip. The whole song is awesome. Yeah, Refused is the band. New Noise is the name of the song.
It is. And I would have to be honest with you. I'm a punk fan, as you know from way back.
Right.
But that doesn't sound like a punk song to me.
No.
I guess I'd have to listen to more of their stuff.
Right.
All right, let's see. Best name of the year, Boyette Opalencia writes in. Boyette says, hey guys, will you be doing podcasts throughout the off season as well? This is my first year listening, and it's been awesome. He said,
We don't do them every week. We just don't. We need a break.
Well, not only that, but, you know, in the offseason, there's really just not as much to talk about.
Well, not football-wise. We can always find stuff to talk about, like our right. our nice little angry voicemail there.
Right. But, you know, you got to really, both of us have to make a living. And this is why you do not understand how many emails I have fielded in the last month. Where's the cartoons? There's so much material. And I agree with you.
Yes, there's
Unfortunately,
tons.
I've had to chase the dollar, man. Where I'm at, chasing the dollar.
Tons of material.
But the good news is I've caught the dollar, and I'm almost out from under my winter's work, so I can make a cartoon soon. Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, I think we both work like 60, 70 hours a week, not counting the podcast.
Yeah, at least.
It's tough.
We work our asses off. John Tafori writes in, Dear Bang Cartoon, I am disappointed there's been no more cartoons, especially a lot since the last cartoon.
Jesus.
Right.
Damn it, give that man his money back, John.
I'm sorry, John. We'll give you a full refund right away.
You know what, right, though? Hey, see. You know, honestly, it's a compliment. It is. They want more. They want more. It's good.
It is. And believe me, every day I wake up trying to find ways to finish up doing. I mean, you know, I'm a freelancer, right? I freelance web developer, I'm a freelance graphics guy, freelance animation, everything like that, which means I've got 50 bosses. And they all want stuff done at the same time.
Yep.
Man, it's been tough around here lately, so I got to make some money. Let's see. Jason Allison writes in, the Eagles only lost because they did not game plan to play with an injured DeSean Jackson. Good excuse there.
Right. Oh, that reminds me. Did you happen to see the post by Mick Wrong, as we call him, McNabb to Jackson, at bcrh-forums.net, our message board?
I did not, and you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm just going to have to start subscribing to his posts.
God, he went on about how the Eagles were going to win, and they were going to do it with LeSean McCoy, and he was going to rush for between 125 and 150 yards, and blah, 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 blah. And he laid it all, the whole game out, and none of it went the way he said it was going to go. Yeah.
Unfortunately, they ran into a better team. All right, Louis Cipher writes in, our buddy Louis, or is it Louis? Louis? I'm just going to call you Louis. Louis sounds good. Hey guys, I found the official choke song of the Philadelphia Eagles on Deadspin, which is one of our favorite sites, after the Vic death pick that led to their loss to the Packers. I couldn't have found it at a better time. Now, the guy who intercepted the ball's name escapes me right off the top of my head, but did you hear him in the locker room after the game, dude?
No.
They asked him, what did you think about the pick? He goes, I didn't think nothing of it. Mike threw it. That was hilarious. All right, here it goes. Cry, Eagles, cry, on the road to misery. Sigh, Eagles, sigh, blow the big game, 1, 2, 3. Miss them low, loft them high, watch our Eagles die, die, die. Bye, Eagles, bye, bridesmaids of the NFC. L-O-S-E-R-S, Eagles.
I think he wrote that out on the forum, on the message board.
That's a great song. And considering that I lost that bet a couple years ago to our buddy Kennedy, and I had to sing that friggin' song, that was much more fun. Thank you very much, Louie. All right, speaking of Eagles fans, Kevin in Sweden writes back, "Damn it, I hate when the Eagles lose to a better team."
When's the last time the Eagles won a game? Really? Think about it.
Well, I told you, they went into the playoffs on a bit of a slide. They kind of took it easy.
They lost to Green Bay. They lost to Dallas. They lost to the Vikings, and they should have lost to the Giants.
Right.
You know.
So, yeah, they went in on a slide, and boom, there they went. Out the frickin' door.
Don't tell me it's not about how you're playing headed into the postseason.
That's right. Anyway, Kevin in Sweden, we hope your Copperheads do better than your Eagles.
Yes.
Go Copperheads. Official Swedish football team of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. Let's see. Oh, Kevin writes twice. I guess he was bored this week. Looks like Gork or his Eastern European Gorkov got a job writing a blog for some jersey store. And this is true. Rene Gork apparently got a job writing a blog.
Oh, really?
We'll have that to deal with. Let's see. And I believe that's all of our emails this week.
All right. BCRH-forums.net for the message board.
Right. Come on into the chat room. Find us. Even if we're not in the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour room, you'll usually find us in one of the
NFL chat. NFL football 2, that's what it's called.
Yeah. Right.
Always football conversation going on in there on paltalk.com.
I wouldn't say that. But.
Donation button on bangcartoon.com, please.
Yeah, and you know what? If you were in the chat room last week, you got to listen to me really hammer this stupid bitch from Georgia for about an hour. That was fun. That was a blast.
All right, anything else?
No, that's all I got. Make sure you listen to the Bang Music Hour. I would say Wednesdays at 7 o'clock on Baynet Radio, but I'm preempted for college or for high school basketball, so it's probably around 10:30, 11 o'clock.
You need to do a better show.
Jam it out, man. I can't stop the kids from playing basketball. You know how they are.
All right, we'll do it again next week.
Later.
Visit bangcartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
Bangcartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm the mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
I'm getting strawberry notes.
And a flutter of sweetness.
Without adding sugar. Clever.
It is. Yazookis uses a lactose-reduced milk
that enhances flavor without adding sugar or artificial sweeteners.
Mmm, milky deliciousness.
And packed full of goodness.
Very clever.
Strawberry Yazookis supports change for life.
Yazoo, shake it up!
Contains naturally occurring sugars. Milk is a source of calcium, which is needed for the maintenance of normal bones.